Hey there. Welcome to Michael on the Go, and I am your host, Michael Giannotti. Let go and let office. So yesterday I was with a client and we were discussing Office 365. We were taking a look at collaboration in the cloud, on the desktop, and how all this stuff worked together. And at one point, the conversation turned around to Office Pro Plus, click to run, deployment and management of it. Now the client, to their credit, who they had originally started down the 2013 path with MSI, reversed course, started deploying Office Pro Plus click to run, which was a great thing, but they were still managing it and, you know, taking their time around putting out the updates and pushing it out, which many organizations elect to do. And as you know, in 2013, we had one model of doing that, but we provided additional granularity and options in 2016 with the ability to actually get onto different branches so that you could have those deferred, right? Except for the security patches and fixes, but the feature functions, major ones in three branches deferred, you know, three times a year. That all was great, but the CIO who was sitting in the room posed the question and he said, why? Why are we doing this? Why are we not just having Microsoft manage the deployment, pushing stuff out, and we just take it, those updates, as they bring them? Now, there was twofold, this is a twofold piece, right? There was objections and concerns, and then his response. So first the objections and concerns, and these may sound very familiar. Number one, what if it breaks something? We allow stuff to just get pushed out. What if it breaks something? Valid concern. We'll talk about that in the moment in the answers. Number two, users cannot tolerate that rate of change. That frequent rate of change, they were worried that users would find it disruptive to their work, and in fact, it would cause issues within the enterprise space. And finally, you know, they also expressed concerns around plugins that were out there, especially in their financial services group or financial area, where those folks made heavy use of COM add-ins, older COM add-ins in Excel, and how that might additionally cause issues if there's frequent updates. So let's talk about it. First of all, let's address the COM plugins. So they had already done their due diligence. They had already tested for COM plugins for use in 2013 MSI. And the fact is this, COM add-ins, we locked the COM add-in model at 2010, and we have carried that forward. Of course, we have a new app model that's much better, but for those who are using COM add-ins, the COM add-in model was locked at 2010, brought forward, so that since they had already tested for MSI, they knew that in fact for 2013 click to run, those same COM add-ins would just work because it works the same across. Well, guess what? The same goes true for 2016, right? So if we're in a click to run environment with 2016, that same COM model that tested out and was positive and no issues in 13 will still work in 16. So that was off the table. Next up, user rate of change and tolerance for it. Well, you know, great question around that. And actually, let me take a step back. We're gonna go to the breakage. So, and then we'll go to user rate of change. So breakage, for those who were worried about it breaking things, you know, in addition, right, they had other stuff going on. What if it breaks something? We've done all our testing, we've done our due diligence, we're now on just a path of accepting it. What happens in the event of a breakage? Well, we know that Office with click to run installs and updates differentially. It looks for the differences, the differentials between the package, published package, and the install. The same goes through for rollback. So the ability to be able to roll back on the fly if need be was of vital importance. And in fact, what they learned yesterday is that could actually be done, that they were able to roll back when and where needed and do so differentially to minimize any disruption to workflow within the enterprise space. So that came off the table. Finally, disruption of users, right? The biggest fear of all that they push back on was, look, our users, we need to, you know, control that experience, and we need to do this and that. And what the CIO pointed out was this, from his perspective. He said, look, you know, number one, why are we as IT, why do we think it's our purview, our responsibility, and indeed our right, to meter out to the users what they're going to get with new features and functions? Why do we think we have to turn things? He said that's a carryover from old thinking. And in fact, he's right. That is a carryover from older thinking, where we think we have to manage it. So from a Microsoft front, Microsoft perspective, we are introducing changes, updates to features and function in an iterative, evolutionary distribution or rollout, not a revolutionary and disruptive one. The changes are subtle. A new piece might appear in the ribbon, etc., but nothing that's going to throw users off. And you see that even going from 13 to 16. Some big changes in new features and functions, but minimal disruption to users as they go through and use the tool. And that's important. So we do that. But to the CIO's point, and what he brought up was this, and this is the one I want to really lay out to you, and you need to think about, just some food for thought. Your users are already used to it. So for those who continue to say they can't take that kind of change, they can't handle it, I would say, do your users have a smartphone? Do your users have a tablet device, an iPad, you know, an Android tablet? Are they using a software as a service, you know, something in the cloud where there's changes that are happening frequently? And what he pointed out is they had other third-party software as a service or SaaS out there that they were leveraging, and that was, they were seeing changes in the users' use of that. He also pointed out that they all, you know, a lot of them had iPads and they were used to getting regular updates. They all had smartphones and were used to getting regular updates and changes. In fact, that has become the norm and not the exception in the last few years. And so from an office client standpoint, when you have the benefit of being able to roll out Office, have it kept up to date so that its capability is lockstep with the services in the cloud, his point was, why? Why are we not just allowing that to happen? If we can roll back on the fly, if changes are evolutionary and not disruptive, but you know, not revolutionary, but evolutionary, if we know that the comm model, why bother? Why take on that added expense, time and manpower hours? They could remove those manpower hours, rededicate for other tasks, save money. So it's just some food for thought. This is a large manufacturing firm, tens of thousands of users. That's the new thought going forward with them. What about with you? Think about it. It's time to think a little differently. Rethink and take a look at. Now that may not be an option for you, but more and more I would push back and say it actually is an option. So just some food for thought. Let go and just let Office. I do. We do here at Microsoft. Over 100,000 employees. So this is Michael on the go, but you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.